New year, new me. New year, time to set resolutions, right? Sound familiar? Well, I would encourage you not to set your new year resolutions, because new year resolutions can actually be pretty harmful. What the heck am I on about? Find out in this episode.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, hello, welcome to another episode. Today we are talking all about New Year resolutions. As I record this, it's the end, just about the end of November, and it's coming up to the time where we all start to think about making New Year resolutions. However, 92% of people who make New Year resolutions fail to keep them. 92% of people fail in their New Year resolutions. Most people fail before we even get as far as February. Only 8% of people succeed with their New Year resolutions. What's going on? Why do we fail with them? Is there even any point in doing them? What is going on? And I thought it would be quite interesting for us to explore what's going on here with New Year resolutions. Why so many of us fail to keep them, and to see, is there actually anything we can do to increase our chances of being able to succeed with our New Year resolutions? So that is what we are going to be looking at over the course of this episode. Before we do, however, just want to say thanks to this episode's sponsor. It's sponsored by another podcast, Newton's Nuggets. It's run by Paul Newton. You may have come across him before. He's been a guest on a couple of our previous episodes. He's also a brilliant magician, and he runs Mental Theft. Check those out as well. But it's run, Newton's Nuggets is run by Paul Newton and Jesse Lawrence. And it's a great little podcast. Newton's Nuggets delves into different aspects of the life of a modern business owner, providing bite-sized nuggets of advice, information, and the stories behind the people who are experiencing the journey to success. I love the podcast. I've been a guest on it a couple of times. I love many of the guests that they have on there. It's a great little podcast. If you like this podcast, you're really going to like Newton's Nuggets. Check it out, newtonsnuggets.com, or you'll find it on iTunes, Spotify, all the best places. Check out Newton's Nuggets, but not before you've listened to the rest of this episode. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. So, yes, why do 92% of us fail to keep our New Year resolutions? So, first thing we should look at is, what actually is a New Year resolution? When you get right down to it, a New Year resolution, it's a goal. That's what we're doing. We're setting a goal, or we're setting multiple goals. Goals, something we want to achieve. That's what we're doing when we set New Year resolutions. We're setting goals. That's all it is. So everything we talk about here applies to New Year resolutions. It applies to goal setting as well, because it's exactly the same thing. So what goes on when we set New Year resolutions? Well, very often, what'll happen is we'll go, oh God, it's New Year coming up. I suppose I better make some resolutions. What'll I do? Cut down drinking, maybe lose a bit of weight. We'll do a bit more exercise. We'll do some of that as well. And I don't know, maybe take up a new hobby. And 92% of us fail. Why? Well, already we're off to a bad start there, because so many things going on there. We come up with four different things. We've got four different goals there. And you can only really focus on one thing at a time. When you create goals, it's kind of better if you focus on one particular goal at a time. We've also not really specified much about the goal. I'm going to lose a bit of weight. How much is that? I mean, if I lose half a pound, I've lost a bit of weight. Yay! And so we'll look at what we can do to improve those. But here is the most important thing, the biggest reason the vast majority of us fail to keep our New Year resolutions is the reason that we're making the resolution. That's the reason the vast majority of us fail to keep them. I did a little survey on LinkedIn a few weeks ago. A little poll on LinkedIn just to see what people thought about New Year resolutions. So New Year resolutions, do you do them every year and nail them? Did you kind of, well, I did some sometime, but yeah, failed to keep them? Or do you just view them as, yeah, it's a little bit of fun? It's just a bit of fun, nothing more to it than that. The overwhelming majority just saw it as a bit of fun. Second place was, yeah, I've done resolutions before, but yeah, I usually fail. And only around 10% of people who voted in the poll, and of course it's not a scientific survey or by any manner of means, by any stretch of imagination, but you get the idea. Around 10% of people said, yeah, I do them and I nail my goals. So for most people, they're going in with, it's just a bit of fun, New Year, we make some resolutions, yeah, well, if we succeed, we succeed, if we fail, we fail, yeah, who cares? So of course you're going to fail, because most of our resolutions, most of our resolutions, in order to keep them, some point, things are going to get tricky. I mean, if you decide, you know what, I'm going to take up jogging, that's my New Year resolution, I'm going to take up jogging. And yes, for the first few days, oh yeah, shoes on, out we go, jogging, hey, here we go, this is it. And then you go jogging one day and it's absolutely pouring rain and it's howling wind, it's dark, it's cold, it's wet. And you're like, you know what, actually, I'll give it a miss today, but it's all right, I'll do it tomorrow, but I'll give it a miss today. Because it gets a little bit hard, it's a little bit tricky, it's a little bit not very nice. Then a few days later, it's, oh, well, I have had an exhausting day today. You know what? I just can't be bothered going jogging today. But it's all right. I'll pick it up tomorrow. And before we know it, we haven't been jogging for 3, 4, 5 days, for a week, for a couple of weeks. We've completely broken the resolution because it got a bit tricky and we didn't have enough drive to keep us going. We were maybe doing it as a bit of fun, and it got to be not such fun, and that's why we stopped it. So whenever you set any goal, you need to take it seriously, and even bigger thing than that, you need to have enough drive to take you through the difficult points, because anything that you attempt, there is always going to be tricky points. Jogging, so there's always going to be times where it's pouring rain or snow and howling gale and it's horrible out there and your mates are off to the pub and it's like, why am I doing this? Or losing weight, you decide to lose weight, but there's so many parties and so much nice food and I'll go back on the diet tomorrow. Whatever it is, there's going to be something. There are going to be temptations. There are going to be obstacles in the way, which make it much, much harder for us. And if you're just treating it as a bit of a laugh, yeah, when it gets tricky, gets difficult, you're not going to do it, right? Because why would you? And that leads us to the biggest reason why most people fail to keep their New Year resolution. Now, remember, as I said, 92% of people, they've done surveys after survey have shown this, 92% of people fail to keep their New Year resolutions. Why? Basically, because the way we go about it is complete rubbish. The vast majority of us, including those 92% of people, should not be making New Year resolutions. Oh, come on, Keith. If you want to make a resolution to improve themselves, why are you doing them now? Why are you telling them they shouldn't do it? Because they're not doing it to improve themselves, and they're not doing it seriously, and they're not doing it in a way which is going to help them succeed. Because think about it. Why do most of us make resolutions? Well, it's New Year, isn't it? It's what you do. It's New Year, isn't it? That's what you do. You make resolutions because that's what everybody does. Sound familiar? Yeah, you maybe even been pressured into it by your friends or your family. Oh, what resolutions are you making for this year? Oh, I hadn't thought about it. Whoa, come on, you got to make some resolutions. It's New Year, you got to make resolutions. Sounding familiar? You see, the thing is, when you create a goal, when you set a goal, you need to set it for yourself. It needs to be something that you want to do for you. It has to be something you want to do for you. Not something other people want you to do. Not something you're setting because other people are setting them and I suppose I should set them as well. It has to be something you want to do for you. And the reason for that, we've kind of already touched on it. It's because sooner or later, it's going to get tricky. It's going to get hard. You're going to get conflicting calls upon your time. You're going to have things which seem a little bit more tempting than whatever it is you've resolved to do. And if you haven't got a strong enough reason for doing it, it's going to fall by the wayside. Willpower is going to falter because you haven't got that strong reason, that strong drive to do it. You're just doing it because everybody says you should do resolutions. As soon as it gets hard, you're not going to have the willpower, you're not going to have the reason to push through with it. And that is why so many of us fail. And that is why we shouldn't bother setting New Year resolutions. They are, for the vast majority, a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. In fact, one person commented in the poll that I did, they made a very interesting point there. New Year resolutions are great for making us feel guilty when we fail to achieve them. And that's a reason New Year resolutions can actually be harmful to us. They can be counterproductive. We make them because we're expected to do it. That's what you do, isn't it? It's New Year. It's all about making resolutions. I don't know where that came from. It's New Year. It's all about making resolutions. That's what you have to do. So we make resolutions. We're not really committed to it, but we make them and we kind of G ourselves up to them. And then we fail to keep the resolutions because things get tricky and we haven't got enough reason for it. And then we start to feel bad. And we start to maybe beat ourselves up about failing to keep this resolution. This resolution, which we never really wanted to make anyway, but we felt we had to make. And we start to feel bad about it. Worse than that, we feel a bit bad about it, we feel a bit guilty about it, and it also means next time we decide we're going to do something, next time we set a goal, we have already established a track record of setting a goal, our New Year resolution, and failing to keep it. We've established a track record of setting goals, failing to keep them, which means when we set a goal for something we truly want, already part of our mind is going, what's the point? Every time we set a goal, we always fail anyway. So why would this be any different? And we make life a lot harder for ourselves. That's why New Year resolutions are actually counterproductive, harmful, might even say dangerous, because they hold us back. Because we set them without any significant intention, and because 92% of us fail to achieve them, our unconscious mind pays attention to all of this. We said we were going to go jogging and get healthier, and we didn't. So when I set this resolution of, I don't know, quitting smoking or getting a better job, or I set this goal of reaching a particular target of weight or income or whatever, our mind is already going, yeah, the last three times we set goals, set those New Year resolutions, we failed to meet them. We are the sort of person who cannot keep our goals. We're the sort of person who fails them. Huh. With that sort of start for a goal, how likely do you think you are that you're going to succeed? You're not. You are stacking the deck against you, which is why New Year resolutions can be harmful. So, should we set resolutions? Should we set New Year resolutions? I would say no. No, don't set them. You're setting them because other people expect you to set them. Society expects us to set New Year resolutions. To heck with that. That is not helpful. Ah, but I do want to achieve these things. No, you don't. And I'll tell you how I know you don't. If you genuinely, truly wanted to achieve that thing that you're setting as a resolution, and you're going to set it as a New Year resolution in 5 weeks' time, if you genuinely, really, truly wanted to achieve that thing, if that thing was important to you, important enough to enable you to overcome all the hardships that had come along the way, if it really was that important and it meant that much to you, you'd be starting right now. If it was that important to you, you'd be starting it now. You wouldn't be waiting till an arbitrary point on the calendar, 5 weeks away, when everybody else does it. You'd be doing it right now. But you're not. And the reason you're not is because that thing is not important enough to you. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what it does mean is if you then give in to peer pressure and come up with New Year resolutions and start half-heartedly on those resolutions and then fail to meet them, as 92% of people do, you might even draw a bit of comfort. Well, I'm not the only one. Most people fail their resolutions, right? But you are setting yourself up in here, in your head, in your mind. You're setting yourself up for failure for things which are important to you. Because you're establishing that track record of, hey, I make resolutions, I set goals, and I completely fail to achieve them. That's who I am. That's the kind of person I am. So next time I set a goal, there's no point, because we're going to fail it anyway. I wonder how I'm going to fail it. Oh, let's have a look for proof that we're failing. There we go. See, we're failing it. That's what our unconscious mind is doing, because we already expect to fail. So we look for proof that we fail, and we find it, and we fail. That's why New Year resolutions are harmful. So yes, I would say, don't bother with them. Because if that thing was truly that important, you'd be doing it right now. You'd be starting now. You wouldn't be waiting till an arbitrary date on the calendar. And let's face it, New Year's Day, 1st of January each year, it's an arbitrary date. There is nothing magical, nothing special about that particular day. It's just an arbitrary date. We're an arbitrary position on our orbit around the sun. Other cultures have different New Year days. There's nothing magical, mystical, special about New Year's Day. So if you want to make resolutions, what should you do? I advocate don't make New Year resolutions, because you're setting yourself up for failure, both for those resolutions and for other things that you do. So what should you do if you do want to make some changes? Well, first of all, make sure it's something you want for you. Make sure the reason for wanting to achieve this is coming from within you. I want to do this thing for me because, and get really clear on why you're doing it. Get really clear on why you are doing it. And I'll give you an example of an example that comes to mind for this. another hypnotherapist that I knew, they had a guy came to them, say, "Hey, can you help me quit smoking?" "Sure, absolutely." Started having a talk, a discussion about it. "So tell me, why is it you want to give up smoking? Why do you want to quit?" So the guy said, "Well, I don't really want to quit, but my wife wants me to stop, so I thought I'd give it a go for her." The hypnotherapist stopped at that point and said, "Right, we're not going any further. I'm not taking any money from you because you ain't going to stop. We would have more chance in converting your wife into being a smoker than we would have turning you into a non-smoker because you don't want to quit. Your wife wants you to quit, but you don't want to." Which means when something particularly stressful comes along, for example, or whatever it is that triggers you to smoke, when that comes along, you're just going to reach for the cigarettes because you never really wanted to give up anyway. "Yeah, I don't really want to give up. My wife wants me to, so I thought I'd give it a go, see if I can stop for her." Doesn't work. Same with resolution, same with goals. Get really clear on why you want to do it for you. Why is it important? Get really clear about the why and the benefits of achieving it. Get really, really crystal clear about those. Write them down in great detail, because the why is what's going to get you through the tricky times. That's what's going to encourage you to actually go out jogging when it is pouring with rain and howling wind and you've had the day from hell and you're exhausted and you really can't be bothered to go. The why will keep you doing it. It's like, yeah, this is why it is more important for me in the long run to do it than to have my temporary not going out in the rain. Get really clear about it. And then just remember to create your goals. I mean, I've spoken about this before, the goal creator format, where you use it to create your goals. It's a similar thing. Just make sure it's really clear and concise, so you know exactly what it is. Not, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and this, and this, and this. Get really clear, really specific. What is the one thing I'm going to do? Make sure it's realistic, that you could actually achieve it. Make sure it's safe. Make sure it's safe for you, for others, and for the planet. Make sure it's safe. Write it as if you've done it. Write your goal as if you have achieved it. Because our mind can't tell the difference between imagination and real. And if we're already writing our goal from the perspective of, I have already achieved this, our mind will kind of go, yeah, I've achieved this. This is the sort of person I am. I am this person. I do go jogging every day. That's who I am. And make it timed. Put it down so and specific. So instead of, yeah, I'm going to lose some weight, it's, I'm going to lose 2 stone by the 1st of June. As an example, I'm going to lose 2 stone by the 1st of June, 2022. So you now have a target. You can measure towards it. You've got something that tells you that you've achieved it. You know exactly what it is you're going for. So just make sure your goal is for you. Make sure you know why you're doing it. Make it for you. Get really crystal clear about exactly what it is. How will you know you've achieved it? How will you know you've achieved it? What is the specific goal? Why are you doing it? And kind of also planning a reward for achieving it. Sometimes sounds a bit daft that, but plan a reward to enable you to celebrate achieving that goal. I want to lose 2 stone by the 1st of June, 2022. Brilliant. What am I going to do when I achieve that? Well, I am going to celebrate by buying myself that absolutely awesome outfit that I saw in the shop the other week, the one that I think would look stunning on me. I'm going to celebrate reaching my goal, losing my weight, by buying that outfit, by buying that suit, that jacket, that whatever it is. Because you've now got something to work towards. And when you achieve it, you can celebrate. Because that's something we've spoken about in other episodes as well. We don't celebrate enough. Celebrate every win. Celebrate all your wins. And when you achieve a goal, that is a big win. Celebrate it in a big way. And above all, don't bother waiting for New Year's Day. Start now. If it's that important, if it's important enough for you to do, start now. If it's trivial enough that it can wait till the 1st of January, don't bother doing it at all because it's not important to you and you will fail. And the biggest danger with New Year resolutions isn't that we fail to keep them. It's the precedent that it sets up. It's what it sets up in here, in our mind. Oh, yeah, I set myself targets. I always fail to meet them. So when you have a real target you want to achieve, you've already established that you don't meet them. So you're not really going to work towards it. You're sabotaging your own success because of some arbitrary date that society has said you should make resolutions. So that would be my advice to you. Don't make New Year resolutions. But if there's something you do want to achieve, something you do want to change, get really clear on what it is, why you want it. Make sure it's for you. Get really clear on what it is. Get really clear on how you know you'll have achieved it. Give it a time scale. Give it some numbers. Numbers are great because we can record numbers. Oh, we can measure numbers. We can see how close we're getting. Set it. Give yourself a way you're going to celebrate it and start right now, today. Don't put it off to the 1st of January because you might as well just never bother. If it's important enough for you to do, start now. That would be my advice to you. What do you think? What's your thoughts? I mean, I know I mentioned this one time before and I had several coaches up in arms. Why are you telling people not to set New Year resolutions? Oh, you should be encouraging people. And I am encouraged. I do encourage you to achieve your goals, which is why I suggest strongly that you don't waste your time with New Year resolutions. If you want to achieve something, do it now. Because just think, this episode goes out on the 26th, I think it's 26th of November. If you start tomorrow, the 27th of November, then come the 1st of January, you will already be nearly 5 weeks ahead of where you'd be if you'd waited until the 1st of January. You'd already be 5 weeks further down that line, 5 weeks closer to achieving that goal. If it's that important, start now. Don't bother waiting for an arbitrary date. Hopefully you found that useful. I would love to know what you think. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you think. If you like this, please subscribe. Subscribe to this wherever you're catching it. Subscribe it. Leave a comment. Give us a review and a rating. That really does help to spread the word with this. And share it far and wide with your friends. And I'll catch you in the next installment. But until then, take care. Look after yourself. And just remember this. When you master your mindset, you master your life.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.